The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
It's safe to say the pandemic was a learning experience for many when it came to their relationships.
That'll test you. Yep. Like, just to hang out with someone a lot more than you plan
right.
on it.
Forced time together may have caused some to see the issues in their connections and either work on them or give them up.
You know what? That's still healthy either way, honestly.
It is.
Like, if you're not on stable ground and you have an outside thing that happens that forces you to reevaluate, unless you're married, that's a whole other ballgame. But, like, to then go, hey, this isn't working for me, or boy, this is areas we need to work on. It's
right.
a good thing.
Yeah. But a new study is showing that couples who were able to blame COVID on their relationship problems are much happier and able to last compared to those who blamed each other.
Well, yeah.
And I've heard you say this, Wally, because you talked about your past with like other people that you've done shows with.
Right.
When you had a common enemy,
absolutely.
You got along, but once there wasn't that common enemy anymore, then you gang up on each other.
Absolutely. Me and Mark were like that totally. We worked together for 8 years. We were a great team on the radio as long as we had somebody else to fight. We would manufacture conflict, I think, just to keep from turning on each other. It makes no sense, right? Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
This is before my Christian radio days when I was younger and more hot-headed and stuff, and it was difficult. But like that old saying, the enemy of my enemy is my brother, is I think very, very true. And so you see that played out. And there is something too about this though, from a healthier perspective of being able to look outside of a situation and say, okay, this situation is charged. You're not necessarily a bad person, but this situation is making you behave differently.
Ooh, I think being able that sounds accusatory, and you're also delivering this while you're pointing fingers.
Oh, I was doing that, wasn't I?
You can't do that.
Yeah, okay. I've got some work to do still, so I'll keep working on that. Boy, your Colorado Christian University psychology degree, Betty, I see glimpses of it every day in things. Usually pointed at me, but I see glimpses of it every day. It's amazing. WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we recently finished up our Cure event last week where we were getting kids surgeries and asking you to help do like $39 a month and provide a surgery for a different kid every month with these kids with these correctable disabilities that have no shot at getting a surgery of that magnitude for themselves because they live in abject poverty. So many people showed up. We went over our goal, and it was unbelievable. So thank you. If you got involved, man, you totally rule. You are a hero. That's what we call them, Cure Heroes. If you still want to get involved, you can do that at wayfm.com. But speaking of heroes, I'm curious because we had so many people that said, I want to be a Cure Hero. I want to do this. But have you ever been a hero in real life is kind of my question. Gavin, ever had a chance to step up and be a hero?
Am I a hero if I choose to eat healthy for myself? Am I a hero to myself?
No, you're not a hero to yourself.
No,
at all.
I guess not.
No, I figured. Betty Rock.
Every day.
No, I need specifics.
I'm here.
No. You're my hero.
Yes, no.
Thank you, Gavin.
Does not count. Does not count. I got a couple.
No, you don't.
I have four.
No, you don't.
I do. Honest, truthful. I do.
The one with the girl that got in a little fender bender and you checked her wrist.
Okay, I'm not even counting that.
Okay, don't count that one.
I've saved three kids from drowning.
No, you have not.
I have. Two in a pool.
Do they need your help or are you one of those?
Yeah.
Coming whether you wanted it or
not. No. Two kids, parents weren't watching them in a pool. I'm hyper vigilant when my daughter was young about this and their kids went under and stayed under. And, I went in and grabbed them and pulled them up.
Wow.
And one time I jumped off of a bridge in an inlet as a kid to save a kid that fell off a boat. And then I saved a raccoon one time. That was trapped.
That doesn't count.
I don't think that counts.
That doesn't count.
He
then
was
I
trapped.
Saved multiple squirrels.
No. This was trapped. He was trapped. He couldn't get out. He was in a dumpster, and a fireman even came by to help.
There's the true hero.
No, that's not. No, he just so he has
yes,
suspenders.
Yes, firefighters. Thank you for all you do.
No, he has suspenders. That's all he had. And then he was pushing the tail end, and I was pulling on the rabies end, and we got him out together, team effort, and my wife hugged the fireman. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
True American heroes.
Yeah, if this is what being a hero is, I don't want to be one. So, okay, but I'm curious. So, obviously, only one hero in this room. Have you ever got a chance to be a hero? Have you ever done something that was like, hey, you know what? We want to clap you out. We want to celebrate that, because not everybody sees it either. Like, all of mine, the only person that really knows it are the people that were involved that day, and then no one else. Like, it never made the news, you know?
Aww,
and so no one believes me right
sorry.
Now. 855-33-WAY-FM. I will believe you, and we will not judge you. But have you ever gotten a chance to real life swoop in and be a hero? 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that for you, Christy?
I was out to dinner with a girlfriend, and I noticed a big guy sitting at the bar in the restaurant, and the bartender came around, and he slapped him really hard on the back. And I thought, well, that was kind of rude. And then I realized the guy is choking. Bartender went back around and handed him some water. And he went to drink the water, and the water shot right back out. I don't know what possessed me, but I just got up, wrapped my arms around him, and I don't know what it's called, but I squeezed him real tight, and a shrimp flew out of his mouth. He slumped his head down. He couldn't say a word, and I just went back to my table and started eating again, and my girlfriend's looking at me like, what was that? I said, I have no idea.
Christy, I'm a little concerned that you didn't even know what the name of what you were doing was.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but then again, you did save a life. Did he come up and thank you afterwards?
He did. He actually paid for my dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Dang, yeah. You found a new way to meet men. Betty Rock's taking notes over
yeah.
here.
Okay, so you do the Heimlich. Got it.
Heimlich, that's what it is.
Adam, have you ever gotten a chance to be a hero?
I do every day, but I'm not calling myself a hero. I'm just saying it's my job because I love helping people out.
What do you do for a living?
I am a fireman, and I was not the fireman that helped you with the raccoon.
I bet you've seen some stuff as a fireman, man.
Absolutely. We do make saves. We do revive people. But my hero and our heroes and everybody that listen to WayFM, you guys are everyday heroes, whether you want to think of it or not. I know y'all are trying to think of something of, oh, well, how did I save somebody or what did I do? You guys are heroes every day because when we do have those bad calls or when people around the world are listening to your shows and have those down and darkness days, you guys bring the light back to our lives and bring us out of that darkness.
Adam, that is so kind of you to say. I mean, I would like to take all the credit, but I don't know if we deserve all of that praise.
No, I think Adam's onto something here. I anybody that is a hero to a hero makes them a double hero.
Oh, good grief.
So, Adam, thank you, good sir.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we do the scoop here to help you out, make your life a little bit better. And as the movie theaters start to open up, people starting to go back to see films and summer blockbusters, you gotta have popcorn. I mean, that's a staple in a movie theater. I've tried to go in there before with the best intentions of not having popcorn, and it just doesn't pan out.
Really?
Yeah.
That you're just letting the man get you because they charge you like, what, $12 for a small popcorn?
More than the movie.
I do the bucket that you pay for the whole year, and it's like $2 refills or whatever, and I use it.
Bring a bucket back? Like,
yeah.
You bring it home?
Mm-hmm.
Do you wash it out, or do you just leave it?
He took it to the bathroom with him one time.
No.
I remember him telling me that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I wasn't going to lose it. the thing about this, though, is it's hard to get the butter all the way down. Like,
yes.
You start doing the butter thing with that little drizzle of butter, and you try to move the thing around, and it kind of stays up on the top. And the top's really buttery, like you like, but then the bottom isn't. There's a lady that came up with a hack for this. that I feel like I have to share. You take a straw, the movie theater has them, and you jam it down into the popcorn, like down to the bottom or three quarters of the way down. Mm-hmm. Then you line the straw up with the butter dispenser. So the butter goes into that straw, travels down through the layers of popcorn, and then gets the bottom third of it, you know? And then you can raise the straw up and then do another layer there and then raise it up again.
I see how this would work. Mm-hmm. And it sounds good at first.
Yeah.
But have we thought about the sea turtles? Because here's another straw that we're using.
No.
Butter.
Nope.
It's just going to waste.
I debunked that whole straw thing a few months ago when I did some actual research with scientists and how many straws are not in the ocean. That was a fluke. It's fishing nets that are the problem and plastic fishing gear. But whatever.
Ooh,
side
poke
note.
The bear.
Yeah, don't get me started on that because that was lunacy. So what I'm talking about is popcorn.
If you want fully buttered popcorn.
Yeah.
Kill the turtles.
No, stop.
The straw.
Okay, you know what? Yes. Like the popcorn is worth it to have your buttered popcorn. I think most people will be like, you know what? I get it. We're doing that. Try it out this week. You know what? To Betty's point, use the same straw for your soda afterwards. You know, the butter's good. You know, it's going to get in you and it'll wash it out. It's fine. Okay. So there you go. It's a win-win all the way around, and that's your scoop for today. I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
So this last election for president, the voting was a big issue in it, and people still are talking about it in some form today. But New York cast ballots in its mayoral primary, and they used ranked choice voting for the first time. I didn't know what this was. Ranked choice voting.
Okay, I don't either.
Yeah, it's actually kind of interesting, and I'm curious how high up in different elections this will end up going. But basically what you do is you vote for your favorite five. Kind of like online polls and stuff. Huh. So you basically would pick your first choice, second choice, third choice, fourth, and fifth choice of people that you would like to see in the position.
Okay.
Okay.
We do this for like a game that we play, the Quiplash at the very end, and they give like all the gold and the silver.
Basically,
things.
Yeah, that's how we're electing people now, apparently. Yeah. So what it does is if you have a group, like in the mayor's race in New York, they have 13 candidates on the Democratic side. And so it's not a winner take all. It helps weed some of that out. You know, there's only two Republicans in that fight there. But what you do is this is what's how it works. So you put your choices down. And the goal is to get to 51%. So if someone gets to 51%, if they got it right off the first choice, then they would win. But in something that's that divided, it's going to take a while. So then what happens is after they look at all the first line of your first choice and they rank it there, and the person that has the lowest in that gets ejected, Survivor style. And then they look at the next second favorite, and those votes get added into the first total. And then, again, the lowest person gets ejected. And they keep doing this until they get down to someone that gets 51%. Apparently, they've been doing this in San Francisco for a little bit. And so I didn't even know that. So I was like, that's kind of interesting. I'd be curious to see if we do that in our primaries. I don't think you can't really do that in a you know, a presidential race with basically two candidates and an independent. You know, basically two candidates. But in the primaries, to get to that, I think that's really interesting because you might have someone you really love, but then you have somebody else that's kind of like, oh, I like them too, and I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
And you could maybe have a second choice that you did like get in there because other people liked him too, and it's not like, oh, I lost, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
So yeah.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you for really simplifying that and making it easier for me to understand.
Truth be told, I watched a cartoon about it on YouTube. I read it and was like, oh, I'm so confused
that
here.
Checks out.
And then somebody did a YouTube cartoon. I'm like, that makes so much sense. It's like, let's say everything I learned in my life, I learned from Schoolhouse Rock back in the day. So
that's so great.
There you go. Hopefully that helps you, and we'll see how this spins out, because it seems like everything that happens in New York ends up somewhere in the country eventually. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's really nice when you know that someone knows you, you know? Like, we all want to be known. We want to be seen is the trendy word for that. But Gavin, you were telling me that you had a moment with your wife where you're like, oh my gosh, she gets me.
Yeah.
She completes me.
Like, we've known each other for 7 years. She definitely knows me.
Oh, that's
but
it?
When I... Yeah, because I think we met in 2013, so I guess like 8 years.
How long have you
been married? It'll be 3 years at the end of this year, but we knew each other and dated for 5 years. So we've known each other for a good portion of my very young life.
She knew what she was getting into.
Exactly.
That's one way of putting it.
But recently I learned how much she really knew me. So we go to church, and then we usually talk to friends after church. These are friends that we normally don't get to hang out with because we have really different schedules. So we stay late and talk. And that usually results in a very late lunch, which results in a cranky Gavin. And
so your tummy gets grumbly?
It does. Okay. And recently, my wife started packing snacks so that I can eat a snack and talk to my friends.
Okay, wait. Did she marry you or raise you? Like,
that's a good question.
Like, it's like having a child. Okay,
every day
here, Gavin. Here's your snack.
Exactly. Oh, he's getting mad. Get him a snack.
So. Well, but see, that's nicer. She knows. She understands you, and she knows that this is something you guys want to do, and so she provides you the sustenance to get to lunch somehow between church and lunch.
But to bring a more serious side to it, it just goes to show that she loves you, she cares about you, and she knows what snacks he prefers and brings them with her.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it.
Like, if she was there and, like, said, I love you, here's your snack, but it was granola, you'd be like, you don't love me. You don't love me at all. I want Cheetos. But she knows that Cheetos are your thing.
Yep.
And so she hooked you up.
Yeah, chips are my thing. And donuts as well.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, all right.
Just
those,
so you guys know.
Those are harder to keep in your purse. Out in the hot sun. All right. So this is what I want to talk about with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. How do you know that someone knows you? You know, we talk about this at work all the time, like servant leadership, you know, and it's not just knowing that you like coffee. It's knowing how you like your coffee. Like, that makes you go, oh, somebody knows me. That's cool. They're that deeper level. So what's yours? 855-33-WAY-FM. Could be a spouse. Could be someone you're dating. Could be roommate, office mate, whatever. I'm just curious. How do you know when someone knows you? 855-33-WAY-FM. So who is that person for you, and how do they know you?
Oh, it's definitely my husband. I feel like it has a lot to do for me with my love language, and which is time. And when we put the kids to bed at night, I know he wants to go out to the garage and he wants to work on his car and do something for himself, but he always makes time for me.
Oh, well, that's good. That's healthy. That's good for your relationship. What is his love language? I'm just curious.
His is words of affirmation.
That was a big pause. I have to tell you, that was a big pause between
this. She was getting there.
That,
give her
did
a
not
minute.
Fast enough for me. I feel bad for him now. So you posted this on Facebook, right, Rock?
Yeah, and you can follow along with the conversation if you follow us on Facebook. Just search Wally Show. But Brooke said when her and her husband went to a childbirthing class, the instructor said to bring comforting things and distractions to use during labor. She said she looked over at her husband's notebook, and he started writing down things that she would need, like Harry Potter movies, Beatles music, eucalyptus mint lotion.
Oh, wow. So he knows her. Yeah. I would have written down, bring someone else that's comforting and distracting.
And your wife would have probably said, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, Katrina, you're up. And who is that person that you know knows you and how?
My boyfriend. He knows that when my kids aren't home, I don't usually cook or feed myself. And a lot of times he will order Domino's for me, and I always get that Hawaiian chicken. But I don't like the jalapenos on it. And so he also remembers to not order the jalapenos on it.
Aw, that's very kind because it's showing love through action.
Yep. It's just a complete surprise. I open the door and there's Domino's.
And that's so nice. He just sends you a pizza and he doesn't also show up and be like, hey, I heard pizza's here. Like, pizza attracts people.
Nope. He works night shift. So.
See, that's how you know that he loves you and he's not just doing it for himself. Sounds like you got a keeper there.
Yep.
Uplifting Way FM, and I don't know if you realize this or not, but we are living in the end times of our great grocery gift away.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh,
you didn't let me finish. Yeah, but he's like, really?
Dark, fast.
I hadn't got the memo. But no, of our great grocery gift away, where you can win $1,000 of groceries for you. If you've got a family, you know what it's like. If you're the one that does the shopping, you know how much that can cost. And prices of groceries has gone up post-pandemic and stuff. Or actually,
I've heard about that. Yeah. And there's a shortage of chicken legs or something?
Yeah.
Chicken wings?
It's weird the different shortages that pop up. You know, at one time it was yeast during it. Another time it was meat.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, always. Ketchup. And all of those are great things. Now you guys are just shouting out things.
Pickles!
Yes, there was one of those, too. So you can actually take full advantage of this if you win this and ease the burden of your shopping list for a while. But here's the best part of the great grocery giveaway is that you get to actually bless somebody else with $1,000 as well. Anyone you choose, you can give them $1,000 with groceries. It could be someone in your family, someone at church, your church's food pantry, you know, whatever. It's up to you to do that with. And I love the people that have won have been more excited about that than the filet mignon they could buy for themselves, you know. So it's real easy to get in and then win this thing, right, Rock?
You're going to want to listen for the keyword that starts at 7 a.m. every weekday morning at the beginning of the hour. When you hear it, text it to 91979. That's 91979. When you do that, you'll be automatically entered to win.
There you go. It's just that simple. And we give it to you, again, every hour so that if you miss it 1 hour because you're dropping kids off or something, the beginning of the next hour, you can get the word as well because we want people to win this. So make sure you check it out. It's our great grocery gift away, and we'll do it again at the top of the hour.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show with your good news giddy up. Three rapid fire good news stories coming at you, make you feel better because there's a lot of negativity in the world. We're gonna start with you, Betty Rock. Good news giddy up, go.
All right, here's what's gonna happen. So in Sacramento, California,
and that's not her even doing a voice.
No.
In Sacramento, California, there was a tire shop that went up in flames on Sunday, and it was next door to a church that was about to get set on fire as well. But there was a guy on the scene and his kid who grabbed a hose, and then a random woman jumped a fence to turn on the sprinklers.
Nice.
And they ended up saving the church.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's good on them. You see a problem, you get involved. I love it. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
A FedEx driver in South Carolina saw a garage on fire. A lot of fire going
on
these days. Saw it last Tuesday. He actually went to the house, made sure that everyone in the house got out, and then the good employee that he is went back to delivering packages.
Yeah, I love these stories because you're like, they happen all the time. These are like good people, but you'd think like FedEx or UPS go, hey, you know what? Let's give you the day off.
Yeah.
Like, let's take a day. And I'm like, no, I got to get back. I just do this all the time. I get back to work. And this is really cool. Speaking of people working and loving their job and doing really good, there's this kid. He's 22 years old and he's got autism and he works at a McDonald's in Minnesota. And everybody loves this guy. And like, he'll sing the jingle as cars pull up and he's like really popular. And the news even did a story on him. And I just love people that are happy in their jobs. And I love people that, like companies that give people a chance to work. Cause this lady, his manager is like, I have a son who's autistic as well. And, those two get along, wonderfully. And she's like, Daniel's such a great employee. He works 6 days a week and he always wants more shifts because he loves it.
Aww.
And he's good for the customers,
sweet,
too. It's such a good environment for everybody there. And so that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Remember that old saying, what goes up must come down? Hey, it's Wally, and right now in the mortgage industry, things are a little different. It's more like what comes down must go up. While interest rates are still at some of the lowest points they've been in 100 years, they are starting to creep up a bit. Saving even 1 point over the life of your mortgage results in thousands of dollars in savings for you, and United Faith Mortgage can help make that happen. They are a faith-based family of mortgage professionals who can not only help you if you want to buy a house, but they can also show you all of your refinancing options. With interest rates where they are, you could refinance and lower your monthly payment, or if you have equity built up in your home, that could actually help you turn your current house into your dream home. And it costs you nothing to see how United Faith Mortgage can help you take advantage of this rare time in history. But putting off till tomorrow could actually cost you money if rates rise. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that a lot of men are good at procrastinating taking care of health-related things.
Oh, absolutely. We'll do that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Or next week.
Yeah. Why rush it?
A new study found that it's true that most guys do think this way and that there are a few primary reasons why we don't choose to go to
the
doctor.
I'd be interested to know what science says. I know internally what I think, and so I'll see if it lines up with that.
I'm going to make a guess. Just a guess. Oh, okay. I think Let's it see. Has to do with pride and that you don't want to admit that you might need help.
Oh, interesting. So not even like a physical thing, like you're scared of what could be, but just it's all pride. That's interesting. You see that you think that a lot about men.
I do.
Yeah, I know you
might be around, but might be because of the people I'm surrounded by.
Possibly. But I love your dad. He's great.
No.
I'm bummed out because she is right. The first thing on this list is it makes us feel like wimps. We're too busy.
Yeah.
It'll probably heal on its own.
That's what I always think.
Yeah, I always land on that where it's like, oh, that hurts.
But
unless
we all have to suffer for it.
I know, but you know.
That's what I've always thought. That's why I don't go to the doctor, because I don't want to pay the co-pays or pay the money when I'm like, half the time I go and they go, yeah, boy, that stinks. And like, well, can we do something about it? No, not really.
Yes,
yeah.
They can. They can give you like an antibiotic or something to keep you from coughing or sneezing
or
gagging.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if I get hurt, like I've hurt, my hip is still hurt like 6 months from now, ago.
Did you go to the doctor about it?
No, because I'm, what are they going to do? Yeah, your hip hurts, you know. My shoulder, same thing. My wife went to the doctor for her shoulder. And they're like, oh, you got frozen shoulder. You got to just have to deal with it for a year or so.
But at least she knows what it is.
Yeah. How did that help?
I still hurt. But
And I'm out the copay.
Yeah. The study actually did say that the main reason a man does go to the doctor is because an important woman in their life wants them to.
Ah, there it is. That's actually true.
Very true.
Like I would never go to the doctor if it wasn't for my wife. Mm-hmm. The few times I've gone, being like, you need to go now. And so, like, okay, I'm sure they could sew this finger back on. But I guess I'll go. I was going to do it myself, but okay, fine. You're right. Women are responsible probably for most of the good life decisions
we make
as men.
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Uplifting Way FM, this is Old School, where you're going to get a chance to win a prize here. Betty Rock tries to stump us with the year in which a song came out that we play, because some of these songs surprise you as to just how long ago they came out, because they still are great and we still play them. So what do you have for us today, Lady Rock?
All right, this one is Mercy Me's I Can Only Imagine.
Ooh, a classic. They've been playing this song since before I even got here.
Now, you're in the... I don't like to mention this, but you are in the movie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I am in the movie.
But
yeah.
In that sense, I feel like you should get this right.
I should.
You should get this right.
But I don't know it 100%. Because, I mean, this song has been played before I got here. I've been here 14 years, and I don't even know what 21 minus 14 is.
You're giving Gavin a lot of hints.
You're right. I am. I got to stop that. I'm going to say this song came out in 2005. I think that's not good.
Really? I actually, in my head, I feel like it was before the turn of I was gonna go 1996.
I gotta be way off.
But I feel like that's wrong too. Yeah, I'll stick with
all right,
the
did either of us get it right?
Nope.
Nope. Oh. And that sounds like we're way off. Mm-hmm. All right, so now really? Betty Rock gives us hints of things that were going on this year. What do you got?
All right, boy band NSYNC won American Music Awards Favorite New Artist.
Man, when was I at Radio Disney? Because we played a lot of them. Oh, and he said 96?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right, so...
I don't know the history of...
I vaguely remember. I can't remember when I was... I go through my resume, and I can't remember when I was anywhere. I'm going to... 2000. I'm going to say 2000.
Okay, I was going to say that, so I'm just going to bump it up. 2001.
Ah, nuts.
Okay.
All right, are either of us right?
Nope.
No, still no.
Man.
Such a classic song that everyone should have in their repertoire as a believer, obviously.
And if they're in the movie, they should know. But
you would think, yeah, but you know what?
It was only 3 seconds. You're right.
It was about eight, but I was more focused on my performance and spending time with Dennis Quaid and things like that. So whatever. Okay. You get a chance to play along. If you can tell us what year that song actually came out, you can win a prize right now for Old School. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Ashley, welcome to Old School, where you just have to tell us what year a classic song that we played, because Gavin and I did not get it right. And so, Betty Rock, the song is...
Mercy Me's I Can Only Imagine.
Now, I said 2000, and I've got to be in the ballpark, but I was wrong. So what do you think, Ashley?
You're really close. So my dad is a pastor, so I grew up listening to this kind of stuff, and I know it was in 1999, and then when she says about NSYNC.
So did you need the NSYNC hint to get it, or did you just know that it was 1999?
I knew it was right before 2000, but then when she said that, I was like, yep.
She's like, yep, I remember the poster on my wall. I hung it up there in 1999, and it's still there to this day. Lady Rock, is she right?
You are correct.
Woo! Nicely done, Ashley. It was the weirdest thing how parents will keep a kid's room like it was when they were in high school for a lot of years, even after they go to college. Because my wife, when I was dating her, we were in college, and we would go back to her parents' home, and there was a Michael W. Smith poster on the wall still. Aww. And, like, other artists, like Christian artists and stuff, and like, oh, wow, I'm dating this.
Oh, I would have changed that for sure.
It could be worse.
I don't know about that.
It could be.
Betty had a Lance Bass NSYNC poster on her wall.
Exhibit A, it could be worse.
I'm going to marry Lance one day.
But to think that 1999 was 22 years ago is insane.
It doesn't feel like it. Yeah, it does make me feel old too, Ashley. Well, congratulations. You figured it out, and that means you are a winner today on The Wally Show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Uplifting Way FM, and you may have dabbled in or heard people talk about cryptocurrency. You can trade it like stocks and everything, and it's still super confusing, honestly, like what it is, what it's worth. And I've heard a few friends of mine that have gotten into it, and they've done all right with it with relatively small amounts of money. But there was this guy named Chris who put $20 into cryptocurrency. He woke up last week, looked at his account, and saw that his $20 had been parlayed into $1.4
trillion. That's a lot of money.
So, yeah, that's like you're worth more than Jeff Bezos at that point, like the richest man in the world. So he's losing his mind. He tweets him, I'm going to need someone to explain what is going on, then write me a check. I've got a mega yacht shaped like a penguin on standby.
Oh
so he has a sense of humor about it because he knows, okay, something is not right here. And it turns out, yeah, it was just a glitch. And so...
Aww.
He didn't make $1.4 trillion.
But I'm glad that he didn't make any important life decisions based off the fact that he thought he did.
Yes.
So it could have been worse.
Went out and spent everything he had knowing, I'll get the check later. It'll be fine. He probably lost his $20 too. he goes from that moment, like a big high, to a big low. And I'm curious, like, have you ever thought you hit it rich before. Like you were at a garage sale and you bought something and you're like, oh my goodness, I think this is actually a Ming vase, you know? And then you're like, it even says made in China in the bottom. It's gotta be. And then you realize, okay, this was made last week in China, not last, you know, decade or century. So that's what I'm curious about for you. Did you ever think you hit it big? Only to find out that it really wasn't that big of a deal, you know. Like I have in my family George Washington's watch, and there's part of me that thinks it should be worth a lot of money, but then there's another part of me that's like, if you get it like appraised, and they're like, oh, that's a nice pocket watch, and you're like, oh yeah, it was George Washington's. Remember that guy? Yeah, that's cool. It's worth like $100,000 or something like that.
Yeah, you know, you just never know.
Yeah, or is it worth $1 million? I have no idea. I've never gotten it appraised. I need to do that. All right, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your story about a time you thought you hit it big. We'll do yours now. What's yours?
So my husband and I was out on a date night, and we went to the local casino to hit up one of the restaurants. I can count on one hand how many times we've been to a casino. And so we went in there, ate, had a nice dinner, went to the boat, and we had like $20 a piece. And he was like, let's just see what we can do. So we go in there and we throw it in the slot machine because we know nothing about gambling. And we hit the max bet, and that's what we're doing, and nothing's happening. Well, on the last one, we hit it, and it pops up, all sevens, and everything is lighting up, and we're like, oh my gosh, like, what did we do?
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to buy this place. You know?
That's got to be it. Like, this is our moment. And so we're sitting there, and everyone's looking at us, and we're like, what happened? And this guy comes over, and he's like, oh, it looks like you won. And then we was looking. He said, oh, he said, if you would have had one more dollar, he said, this is a max bet machine. You only had two of the $3. If you would have had one more dollar, you would have won over $10,000.
Oh.
I was like, what?
Wow. What did you win by for having the two?
Nothing.
Come on. If it lights up, they should give you something, like at least a coupon for dinner.
Like, that's what we said. Like, we was over here planning family vacation and everything. We were like, what?
YFM, this is the Wally Show, and you might be gearing up for summer vacation with family, going, oh, what are we going to do? Maybe we'll go see a national park, because that got really big even during the pandemic, because you could be outside.
Right.
And so it's still a big deal, and it's getting really crowded at national parks. So I found this list of, like, the 20 least crowded national parks. Now, some of these are really hard to get to, so they're not going to be, like, in
Hence
your
why
plan.
They're not taken over by people.
Exactly. But there are a couple, like there's Congress National Park just outside of South Carolina's capital of Columbia. There's Pinnacles 2 hours south of San Francisco, and they say they're perfect for travelers who want to experience the great outdoors without crowds. And so I'm like, oh, that's great. But you know how they have all these other ads for different things as you're looking at something on the internet? This one caught my eye. But then I saw this headline that I had to know more about. America's deadliest national parks.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
That's the link I'm clicking.
I'm like, I gotta know. No. I have to know. And it turns out North Cascades National Park is the deadliest at 625 deaths per 10 million visits, okay? That's a lot of people that are going through there.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, ironically, though, Death Valley is pretty low on the list.
Ironic.
I know. I figured that'd
That's
be a lot higher on there. So here's the thing. I'm curious. If you can figure out the way, the number one way that people expire at national parks. And I know this sounds super negative, but if you have the information of what goes on, maybe you could avoid it and keep your family safe. So that's why I'm doing this. Okay, Lady Rock.
I think they're trying to get that perfect selfie.
Okay.
And maybe they want it to look like they're standing on the edge of a cliff, you know, with the sunset behind them, and they just go too far.
A fall. Yeah, just woo.
Yeah, selfie death.
Number four.
Oh.
Number four way. Yeah.
Okay.
Gavin?
I'm thinking, like, you get lost and you did not pack enough water.
Okay.
And you don't find like water in the park. Mm-hmm. So you just dehydration or food
that
loss.
Might fall into the undetermined category at number three. that's the one that scares me the most.
Creepy.
Undetermined. No, the number one way is drowning. So make sure you're careful when you're canoeing, rafting, watch your kids when they're swimming, you know, in these rivers and lakes and stuff. Environmental, I think that means bears. Honestly.
Or snakes.
Poison ivy.
I think that's all the other things at the park that can get you. Yeah, no, I don't think anyone's died from poison ivy.
Okay.
But you know what? I'll do a little bit more digging. So anyway, these are just some tips again to help you as you plan a national park vacation to keep your family safe. So there you go. Uplifting way of Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Recently, boy band members Joey and Lance from NSYNC and Nick and AJ from Backstreet Boys came together for a charity event calling themselves Back Sync.
I like that idea. Like, you take the guys, because you always wonder what happened to them, because Justin Timberlake came out of NSYNC and did really well. It was really the only one to really have success. And so it's like you kind of wonder, like, whatever happened to him. So I think it's fun that they did the combined thing.
Yeah, and I think because I have a friend that's still a diehard Backstreet Boys fan. Yes. But she went on a cruise that the Backstreet Boys did.
That is a diehard fan.
Yeah, so the Backstreet Boys are still doing their thing, I think.
But it's always the fringe people like that.
Yeah.
Like the ones that you couldn't quite remember their name. Like, that is, why has he got the ribbons in his hair? Chris, got it.
Oh, and you know it.
I know. I used to hang out with them back in the day. Yeah.
And while they were met with some who were surprised the two supposedly rivalry groups could work so good together, based off of tabloid accusations back in the day, claiming that NSYNC and Backstreet Boys couldn't stand each other. The now 40-something-year-olds would like you to know that that was all a lie, and it was all started by management.
We've been lied to all these years?
Believe it or not.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye-bye dreams. Bye-bye disillusionment.
And I remember all the girls being like, I'm on team so-and-so or team so-and-so. Well, the management started all of that. The guys have nothing against each other. Nick Carter, part of the Backstreet Boys, he went on to add that the four of them were able to get along so well because they can all relate to each other.
Sure.
I guess because they were considered heartthrobs back in the day, and now 30-something-year-old women.
They still are to some women, like your friend. They still are.
Even got a tattoo.
No.
No way.
No.
Yeah, she did.
A Backstreet Boys tattoo?
Yeah.
Does it just say Backstreet Boys, or is it a picture of one of them?
It's not a picture of one of them. I can't remember. I think it's like headphones, and it says like BSB or something on it.
Oh, that is such a bad decision.
When I say die hard, I don't use the term loosely.
Oh,
she is a big fan.
She's the one that at the end of the meet and greet that the Backstreet Boys all go, okay, let's not do this again. Like,
I don't know. As long as she's happy, we're happy.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So that was all fake. It was all a ruse.
Yep, all started by management.
I think more stuff like that happens in Hollywood than we think. It's like things get blown out of proportion because the drama causes, you
know. Drama sells.
Yeah, it does. You know, Taylor Swift has had fights with just about everybody, you know.
Supposedly.
And, yeah, exactly. And they're probably all just laughing at the bank at our expense. So there you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM. One of the most awkward social situations is definitely being in an elevator. Oh, at least for me. That's how I see
I'm
it.
I'm floor two. Can you push the button for me?
Oh, sure. Not a problem. No, push your own button.
I need to move. Can you hold the door for me?
No, don't hold it yourself. There are unwritten rules in an elevator.
Where's the designated pee corner?
I know. You have to disguise these things early on in case things go wrong. That's what I want to talk about. Like, when you get on an elevator, what are your unwritten rules for people? Like, mine is I try not to look at anybody on the elevator. And it's not like an arrogant thing. It's just like I'll get on, and once, if there's pleasantries, hey, how you doing? I turn around and I look straight towards the wall. The doors. Wait. I get in facing the wall, and I turn around and face the doors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just face the back of the elevator.
No, because that would creep somebody out.
That would be terrifying.
If you just walk on an elevator and you just stare at the back of the elevator,
you should try it. See what happens.
I'll take the stairs.
Yeah, you're going to wig some people out. Because, again, there's unwritten rules. You don't do that because you freak somebody out.
I don't even think we realize what unwritten rules we have until someone calls us out on it, and we're like, oh, yeah, we do have that unwritten rule.
Or until they break the social norm and you're like standing too close to you.
Especially when there's plenty of room.
Yes, and no. Mm-hmm. Like, stand on the other side, please. Hang off the back. I don't know. 855-33-WAY-FM. This is what we're going to discuss right now. What are your unwritten elevator rules? Because there are a ton of rules we have in life, and they are vastly unwritten. But, boy, they seem perfectly logical to us, and we cannot believe that someone would break them. So what are yours? And this is all regarding our elevator time. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What do you think is yours?
Well, if I come in the elevator and I'm standing by the number panel, it is my job to ask people, which floor are you going to?
Oh, yeah, because you're kind of the guardian of the panel, and then somebody has to reach around you or whatever. So if that's the position you are in, then you should ask everybody when they come in, hey, what floor do you need? And who knows, maybe you get tipped. I don't know.
Exactly.
Sally, where are you from?
I'm from Kansas. But I'm originally from England.
Yeah, okay. You can't fool me with your Kansas accent. what do you guys call elevators in England?
Lifts.
Lifts. That's it. Yes. Lifts. It's like, and I love everything. I just love the way you guys talk.
And you call the bathroom the loo.
Yes, we do. There is no bus in a bathroom. There's only a toilet.
You're absolutely right.
Well, my name is Betty Lou. So to you, does my middle name mean bathroom?
Oh, I'm not
going to
go that far.
Yeah, it does.
It does. In any language, I think it does.
How dare you, Sally?
What are yours?
I tend to hold the door for women and children.
What if the situation was the woman was coming towards you and she's got like 8 toddlers and you can tell they're rambunctious and crazy and they're going to push all the buttons? Would you still hold the door?
That's where you're like, sorry, I can't find the door hold button.
Sir, just stick your arm out.
I've never been in an elevator. I don't know how it works. That's what you do. Sorry, bye. Uplifting Way FM, and we always like to try and help you learn things. We are in the constant pursuit of knowledge, and Betty Rock has spent some time on TikTok, and you can learn things on TikTok, believe it or not.
Yes,
other than just amazing dances.
And one of those is, don't put a shock collar that you usually put on your dog on your own neck.
Yeah, I can attest to this. I agree with that. I've done this on the show before. We'll get to that in a minute, but I firmly support
this. So this girl, she films herself. She posts this video. She got a shock collar for her dog. She turns it up to level 3, and she's like, psh, lame.
Nothing.
Level 30, psh, weak sauce.
Wow.
So she amps it up to the very top.
Ouch.
So I cranked it all the way up to level 99. So I'm going to see if that really does anything. Oh, no. I'm going to just go ahead and try to get... Oh!
She locked up. Like it just fell.
She got tased.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember this because we did this as a bit on the show where I put a shock collar on and I was supposed to bark to trigger it and it wouldn't trigger, it wouldn't trigger, and then all of a sudden it let loose.
Start barking.
All right. Bark!
Warning beep. Come on, you need another one.
Bark! Bark! Oh, wow, it's not working. It's just giving me the warning. Bark! Ah! I am going to say I think that girl handled it better than I did. But, boy, that was the worst pain I've ever been in on the show.
The best for my heart.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Betty, there's a mixture of pain and squealing and then high-pitched laughter that are happening at the same time.
And I'm pretty sure that is our top-rated video still to this day of the show.
Yeah, if you are on Facebook, or actually at wayfm.com/Wally, you can probably just search dog collar, Wally shock, anything like that. Cinco de Betty, pain, yeah. And it'll come up, and it is one of our most viewed videos. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and as we kind of start to get back to life as normal again, that means interacting with people face-to-face.
Oh, no.
And maybe meeting new people that you have to meet and then remember their names, and I'm horrible at this. It's always been a weak spot for me.
Well, then I have good news for you. This is something that I have learned. There's a tip, trick that a girl named Elise shared on TikTok. So we've been in that situation where we meet someone and then there's someone else that comes into the conversation as we're talking to this person, but we can't remember their name.
Yes.
So you can't introduce the two because you can't remember that person's name. Well, she's got the tip.
This is my trick for when I'm supposed to introduce somebody to somebody else and I've completely forgotten their name, which happens to me more times than I would care to admit. So you're at a party, or like I do this at church every single Sunday. It's embarrassing. Anyway, and you're talking to someone and then someone else comes over and you're supposed to go, "Hey, Rachel, Ross, Ross, Rachel." And you can't remember Ross's name. This is what you do. You go, "Hey, have you guys met? Have you met?" And then they introduce themselves. Work like a charm every single time. Seriously.
Ah, that is really good.
So that you just say, "Hey, have you two met?" And then you're going to introduce yourself to the person I'm talking to.
But then my luck would be like, "Hey, have you guys met?" "No, we haven't." Like, then do it. Then meet you two. You two kids should meet right now, and you should exchange names because I can't remember yours.
Well, maybe it won't work that way. Let's take this tip.
I struggle through this. And, you know, I really determined why I miss names so much is because I'm too hyper-focused on the interaction. And I miss the name because I'm
thinking
nervous.
Thinking about the next thing you're going to say.
Yes. I'm nervous about it because I don't want to mess it up and I want to be in the moment and intent with people and things like that. And the name goes right by me. And it's because I think I'm too focused. I need to unfocus.
Slow down.
Yeah.
And really concentrate on the name.
Yeah.
And if you don't, I'm just going to just start giving you wrong names of people letting you think that that is their real name.
You know what? That's better than some of the interactions I've been in before where I'm like, I always do the guy thing. Guys go, "Hey, what's up, man? Hey, dude, what's happening, bro? Broski, brosif." Yeah, that's what
you
do.
But if you're asked to give a speech at their funeral, you're like, "Man."
No, it's easy. Brosif was a good guy. And I know this because we were tight.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.